Test, test, 1, 2, check.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2,
okay.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. So, we are back and in English.
Yeah, so we were just talking about how to get people involved in the ministry of Rio Grande.
And just real quick, okay, for anyone who doesn't know, my brother, John Spencer, is a graduate of the language program.
Right.
Many years before we got here.
Yeah.
And serving on the board of directors now for the school.
Right.
Pastor of a Spanish church. But in recent years, you've become more and more involved again, not only in supporting us and our work, but just having a passion and joy to be part of what the Lord is doing here, bringing people here.
Because that's part of what makes this place work. And really, at the heart of what makes makes the low cost of education possible, you know, with the faculty and staff raising their own support, but also the winter volunteers are really at the heart of what makes this really a special place. And the spirit that they bring and the love that they bring. So I would love to see more and more folks, especially from our neck of the woods up in Missouri. So here's a challenge to the Missourians, whether you're in Jefferson County or whether you're in Dent County or wherever you are. You've got to, Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Or you could think of the story of Jesus when he's calling the first disciples, and it's, you know, James and Andrew and Philip and Nathaniel, come and see. Come and see what the Lord's doing here. And I would, that's a challenge to supporters of Billy and Sarah. Come and see what the Lord is doing. And it will just take one trip. Meet one student from Ecuador, one student from Honduras or Mexico, and hear their story, hear what the Lord is doing, see the winter volunteers and how they serve with joy. It's beautiful.
The winter volunteers. It's an amazing international community.
Yeah.
With a purpose, you know,
right.
for training biblical leaders for the global church. But when the winter volunteers come, it just kind of completes
that
multicultural family and having all these mature examples, you know, of people who love the Lord, who have walked faithfully with the Lord.
Not to get too philosophical, but if we look at the history of the world, there's never been a wealthier time in humanity than right now. I mean, this whole idea of retirement, right? That's it's a really unusual concept that 200 years ago, our ancestors would not even understand. So why in God's providence, why would he allow such a thing like retirement unless he means he's giving an opportunity for people to finish well, to finish their lives well? They have invested, they've been good stewards of their finances all of these years, and now the Lord's allowed them to retire, not just to kick back and take it easy, but serve.
Yeah.
And these folks are able to come down and give of their time and their knowledge. That's another beautiful thing. This place saves so much money because so many of these people have knowledge and skills. That's a challenge. And they're always needing more winter volunteers to come because they're aging and they get to a point where they can't do as much as they did. So
that's one thing they say a lot, you know, like we want to finish well, we want to invest our time well, the days we have left. But, and then the other part, they're like, what is special about this place? Once they get here, they always are coming back. And that's the same, even if for any supporter, not at the winter volunteer age, which my brother was 20 and he was coming like every year. So, but just coming and once you connect with the students, it makes everything come alive.
And that's when you realize that when you're connected as the supporters, when we're supporting you, we're also supporting all of these students. Mm. So it's not just Billy and Sarah and the kids that we're supporting. We're supporting all of these other students, because by essentially paying your salary, for lack of a better word,
yeah, that's what it is.
It keeps the cost at a minimum for the students, which is unheard of, and it's amazing what the Lord is doing around the world.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get more and more of these student stories in English. Right now, I hear amazing stories every week in Spanish, but as part of what the Lord's given me with the tools and job that I have, I get to hear all the stories and it's working to try and get them out to the church. But the fastest way.
Come and see.
The most real way is come
and see.
Come and see.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, everyone. Billy Jackson here. This is our podcast, Entre Hermanos, and that means between brothers. We want the brothers and sisters of Christ hearing the stories of what God is doing to prepare future pastors and missionaries for His church. That's what we're trying to do. So if you enjoy the stories, share this podcast with others so that they can hear what God is doing around the world.